Hello and welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smart Radio, playing you the music that matters. I've got some old, new, borrowed and blues this week. It really is a cracking lineup. So get yourself a brew, crank the volume up to 11 and join me as I pay homage to the bands and artists who play under the radar of mainstream radio. If you want to contact me, you can get in touch via email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Tweet me at SmileRadio3, Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, or pop onto my Facebook page, The Codfather. Going to kick the show off this week with their Goodbye June, a Nashville trio of cousins emerging as the forefront of 21st century rock. Get me teeth in. A real rip-roaring sound of rock and roll, southern fried blues. They've racked up over 30,000 Spotify streams, and they're playing this year's Download Festival on June the 14th. This is Oh No.
That I would. are out and the streets are gray. You know I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, your mother's words, they're ringing still. But your mother don't pay our bills. Yeah, a sinister kid is a kid who runs to meet his maker. A trap that's spread from the day he's born, straight into his maker's arms. And that's me, that's me, the boy with the broken halo. That's me, that's me, the devil won't let me be. I got a tortured mind and my blade is sharp. A bad combination in the dark. If I kill a man in the first degree, baby, would you flee with me? Yeah, a sinister kid.
Black Keys, Sinister Kid, Keys drummer Pat Carney actually stated music that is too perfect is boring. I do actually agree. You should maybe listen to The Codfather. He says, when you turn on the radio and it's all perfectly sequenced, perfectly written and perfectly performed by machines, it's pretty boring. Yeah, I do agree with him. So, Pat, tune into The Codfather. The first DJ in the world to actually play their music was John Peel, a pioneer for undiscovered artists. I used to like listening to John, God rest his soul. Right, moving on. Female duo Deep Valley, that's D-E-A-P. Primal mix of hard rock and greasy blues riffs. It's a bit like a collision between White Stripes and the Black Keys. They've been around since 2011. I nearly said 2012 then. No, been around since 2011. And they've had opening slots for acts like Muse, Peaches, Wolfmother, The Vaccines, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is Baby I Call Hell. You're listening to The Codfather's Alternative Jukebox.
Oh,
Wow. Nathan's bouncing around the stadium. Oh, it's a blues-a-thon today. That was American rock band Dorothy and Dark Knights. She's a Codfather favourite and an artist I have previously played on the show. The band have been active since 2014 and have released two albums today. Rock is Dead, 2016, and 28 Days in the Valley. That was released in March 16th, 2018. So, up next, we've got The Pretty Reckless, an alternative post-grunge band, fronted by Gossip Girl actress Taylor Momsen, who back in 2000 played Cindy Lou Who in Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So there you go. The Pretty Reckless, they formed in 2009 and opened V Festival in 2010. So there you go.
Either one is free. Here. fucking ready before.
Quality music comes as standard, as always, with the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. That was Arditin Power Trio, Highly Suspect, and My Name is Human. They're from Brooklyn, New York, formed in 2009, and they play music very much in the vein of Royal Blood, Queen of the Stone Age, and Band of Skulls. I absolutely love that. That actually could be my tune of the week, that. I know Nathan's absolutely bouncing. Like that one, didn't you, Nath? Tune. Right, we've got Bad Rabbits next. They're from Boston, Massachusetts, funk rock and rollers, who performed their first gig in January 2003 and called themselves the Eclectic Collective, eventually changing their name to Bad Rabbits in 2007. This is How I...
Crowd, what they pay for tonight. Hey, be out on play. Those are
jump, you say, how high?
Tunage, American Blues Rockers, Alabama Shakes there with the classic Hold On. Vocalist Brittany Howard actually took her inspiration from the late great Bon Scott of AC/DC for her vocal style, praising his soulful way of singing. So there you go. Hold On was, which was released in 2012, was actually named the best song of that year by Rolling Stone magazine. So there you go. Right, a couple of shout-outs. One to David Birdsall for his continued support and he tunes in every week, downloads the podcast, which you can do at www.thecodfatherdj. Is it the, for Codfather DJ? .podbean.com. Anyway, Nathan's just corrected me there. I'm useless with all this sort of thing. Ken Gardner, again, he's he Synergy Printers in Liverpool. And all his crew down there, and Ken's daring to dream for his beloved Reds. He still thinks they have a chance of winning the title. I hope you're right, Ken. Anyway, on with the show. John Fairhurst next. He's absolutely superb vocals. He's a rising star in modern British guitar music, whether he's playing solo or tearing it up with his electric three-piece band. He's graced the stage at numerous UK festivals, including Glastonbury, Boomtown and the Secret Garden Party. This is No Shelter on the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
There's a storm coming. I feel it in my bones. Man said, a hard rain's going to fall. You see the water rising at the door. There'll be no ark, no heroes left to call. And the tide turns and washes away all. Oh, maybe, no, maybe. You know where will the first rains fall? When the fire. Maybe don't believe it. No, where will the fire?
Oh, absolutely loving that. That was Get It Right by Asaf Avidan and the Mojos. They did disband after they released their third album, Through the Gales, but Avidan continues to perform solo acoustic shows, so there you go. All right, I've got something borrowed now from Transatlantic Rock and Rollers, Ryan Hamilton and the Harlequin Ghosts, the Ale from Texas and the UK. This is Paula Abdul's cover. It was requested by Phil Jubb, John Penn of pop punk cover band 5%, who are actually playing Barton on Humber this Saturday at the Red Lion. They're huge fans of Ryan, and this is an absolutely belting cover, so thanks for getting in touch. This is Straight Up.
Lost in a dream, don't know which way to go. If you are all that you see, then baby, I'm moving way too slow. I've been fooled before, wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. How about some information, please? Slamming door. How about some information?
Yeah.
Something old. It was requested from Steve Wood from Lofthouse, West Yorkshire. He wanted a bit of Spooky Tooth, who were part of the early 70s British heavy rock scene. That was Waiting for the Wind. Steve has kindly sent me a cassette of the album You Broke My Heart, So I Broke Your Joe. Oh, sorry, I Busted Your Joe. Oh, so thanks for that, Steve. I'll have a listen to that. And I hope you enjoyed that little tune, playing the music that matters. That is The Codfather. Right, on we go. Jukebox is livening up. We've got Larger Than Life type blues rock from Blue Stones. It is quite amazing, actually, when you listen to this, the sound you get. It's created just by two people, Tarek Jafar and Justin Tessier. Check out the very catchy, bluesy Rolling With The Punches, a song they chose, a song they actually closed their live set with. So enjoy this.
To the dirt, now I'm back on my crime. I took a trip to
Some heavy garage psychedelic rock there from Austrian trio, The Heavy Minds. That was Diamonds of Love. Right, as they say, time flies when you're enjoying yourself and having fun, and sadly we have been beaten by the clock. So it's time to thank the team, Nathan Downs and Dr. Ains, for all the hard work they put into making the show, the podcast, and Smile Radio for putting me on the wireless, and of course you for listening. Don't forget, if you're an original artist and you'd like to be considered for the playlist, drop me a tune, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Catch up on all the previous shows, www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Got it right that time, Nath. I got a thumbs up. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And seeing us out today is psychedelic heavy rock four-piece from Greece. So there you go. Not the musical, the country. they have actually shared the stage with the likes of the Black Keys, Colour Haze, and many more. This is Thousand Mods and Vidage. Catch you next week.